We are back. The Gunsmiths here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Our final segment of the show, Williams Gunsight, of course, as always. We're going to talk about some of the guns you can get at Williams.
And last minute, you know.
Last minute, if you're heading out to the woods and if you gotta make a purchase, if you got your gun you were counting on using this year and you got it out and you realize there's some problems here.
You might have to reinvest.
You might have to get yourself set up for this season.
Co-investment, maybe?
Yeah.
Give your safe a little space that you can put another gun next to it to keep your other guns warm. See there? I'm just
some company,
a compassionate gun owner.
What do you call, geese, it's a gaggle. Or what do you call a group
gaggle
of guns? What do you call that? What's the word for it?
Call it a horde.
An ambush?
I kind of like that gaggle thing. That's kinda catchy. A gaggle of guns.
Yeah, okay.
A gaggle of guns. Could be. That might be the way to put it. But you know, the way I look at it, life is short. Enjoy it. And have plenty of guns. So, and if you agree with me, you'll know that Williams Gunsight is an awesome, awesome place right here in our backyard, Davison, Michigan. Been on the range since 99 and two-thirds years now. So it's been a long time. And
1926
is when they opened up. So that's a long time. 99 point some years. We're almost at 100 years.
100 years, we might as well say it.
And they know it. It's November 8th, and every year deer season just gets nutty around there. It's fun. The ranges are going full blast. Everybody's out there getting it done and not waiting to get your gun sighted in at the outdoor ranges, the indoor ranges. Or are you going to be one of those guys that forever wonders while they're in the woods, did I miss that deer or did it just, you know, what happened? Well, you didn't spend your time at the range. You need to go shoot your gun at the range. Zero yourself in it, you know, about 100 yards and make sure that it's working. You know, if you're unsure, you don't want to waste a bunch of ammo, they'll let you shoot your guns at the indoor range as well, your rifles. It's loud. It is somewhat obnoxious to the people shooting 22 long rifles next to you. But it's a good way to get you on paper before you go out to the big targets and start shooting at a longer range. Now, another thing you can look at while you're at Williams is suppressors. Man, do they have a lot of suppressors. Now, it's late in the year to try to buy one to hunt with for right now. But if you're thinking about it, get in there, get your suppressor picked out. They want you to know that they're there for you with suppressors. They've got a huge selection of guns that will make your hunting safer for you and for your dogs, if you're hunting with dogs. They have shotgun suppressors. They can get you, I like to shoot the 300 blackouts suppressed. It's so quiet. It's so nice to shoot. It's just a joy. Even 223s, 308s, 450 Bushmasters suppressed. It's amazing how comfortable it is to shoot them and easy on the ears. So it can make a big, big difference. So Williams Gunsight, open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. 810-653-2131 is their number. And they want you to know as well that they've got a tremendous selection of used guns. And what I did today was I went through and picked out five guns that would work in a pinch as a backup gun or as a gun you need to grab, take it straight to the range when you get there, shoot it, make sure it's hitting where you want, and have it as a backup gun for you, or maybe you got that son-in-law you want to take out hunting with you and you want to get him something to shoot. Well, let me tell you about these guns. Remember, there's five used guns here. The Henry Big Boy 44 Magnum. This is a beautiful rifle. This one's all dark. It's all black. Flat black. No glare. No, you know, finish glaring anywhere. It's a good hunting gun. And it's a 44 Magnum lever action rifle. It's got 17.5-inch threaded barrel. And the price on this Henry used right now, they've got a few Henrys in there at great prices. Lots of different calibers. But I was thinking about for down here, hunting, you know, low in the state, 44 Magnum's perfect, $854.95. Great price, great gun. Next one. This one's a little more for up north. The Ruger American Bolt Action Rifle. This one comes 7.62 by 39, which is an adequate round for deer hunting. It's very similar in ballistics to a 30-30 Winchester. It's got a 16-inch threaded barrel. This one comes with four magazines. It's got a 3-9 by 40 scope on it. It's got the tan stock. It's a nice rifle. I've got one identical to this, and they are very, very nice. $724.95. and that gun is probably a tack driver. So that with those hollow point bullets makes for a very, very good deer hunting rifle. The third one, another Ruger American rifle. Now this one's a different caliber though. Ruger American bolt action rifle. This one's all black, 22-inch barrel. It's got a Bushnell 39x40 on it, and it's in one of the most underrated calibers out there, the 7mm OT-8. So this is where some smart people took a 308 case and necked it down to 7mm. So they went from .308 caliber bullet to a .284 caliber bullet, making a hybrid 7mm, and they called it the 7mm OT-8. Very good gun, one magazine, and this gun is a bargain at $424.95. And I'm telling you, the 7mm OT-8 will mirror the performance of a 6.5 Creedmoor if you're a 6.5 Creedmoor freak.
Meaning, how hard is it going to be to get ammo for it?
Not hard at all. It's out there. It's not available like at Meijer, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, it's not like a Kmart round where you can get it at every store. But 7mm OT-8 is not bad to get a hold of.
They got it at Williams?
Yeah, they have it at Williams in stock. So $424.95. So that's a great rifle at a great price. Now, next one, this is your all-American rifle. You ready? It's a Winchester Model 94. The American Standard won the West gun. You know what I mean? When we were young, we all hoped to have one in the 50s and 60s and 70s when we grew up. The Model 94 30-30 Winchester with a 20-inch barrel was the gun that kids dreamed of. And a lot of people still, I mean, I still hang on to mine. I love it.
Had the saddle holster, slide it right in.
It's, you got, yeah, what do they call them? Scabbards. Scabbards to go on the horse.
Yeah.
I got a scabbard to go on my Polaris. on my four-wheeler.
There you go. Yeah.
So the Winchester 94, this one's got a sling. It's got a Bushnell 4-power scope, which is really all you need on that rifle. And it's a beautiful hunting rifle. And it's $654.95. Chances are this gun is already sighted in. You know, I can't guarantee it. But, you know, I mm-hmm. bought a lot of guns used at Williams with scopes on them. Taking them out, and it's just a tack driver. It's mm-hmm. like, thank you.
Ready to roll.
That is a nice way to start the day. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Now, last gun. This one's a little bit of a stretch. But for those of you that know the caliber, you're going to say, nope, I understand completely. It's a 243. 243 Winchester, again, is a 308 case necked down to 6mm. And they called it a 243 back years and years ago. It outperformed the 22-250. It hit with a bigger bullet. You could go bullets up to 100 grains in it. Very good for antelope, deer. Shot placement's important, and choosing the right bullet's important. But the 243 is a very good gun. This one comes with a Vortex Vanquish 3-9 scope on it. So it's got a couple $100 scope on it. It's got a 24-inch barrel. Now listen to this. It's an H&R SB2. So it's like the strongest single-shot rifle you can get. And what's good about these rifles, especially for teaching young hunters, and 243 is a very good young hunter gun, it teaches you the importance of that one shot, one kill. You only have one shot. You want to place that shot perfectly, so you take your time, and you don't pull the trigger until you know you have the right shot. You don't let bullets fling through the woods. You don't spray and pray, as they say. It's a single-shot rifle. It will do the job, and 243 is a great round. Also, this could be a really good coyote gun. You could put a red mount light on it and make it a great coyote gun because 243 is legal to hunt with after dark. So that's something to think about. You can hunt coyotes after dark with this gun. The price on that H&R SB2 is only $424 right now used at Williams Gun Sight Company. So five great guns that are basically hunting ready that you can take out in the woods with you. So if you need them, they got them. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Sound like a deal?
They got all kinds of stuff. He's just scratching the surface, too.
Oh,
they got
yeah.
a huge selection. I was in wandering around the other day, and it's
wait a minute. You went to the gun shop without me?
Big showroom. Hey, I was looking for Brian. And then I just thought, I'm going to wander around.
Good for you.
Take a look.
You know, it's catchy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going to a candy shop. Eventually, you have a taste.
Yeah.
You know? Mr. Wick.
It's that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, yeah.
Till they have the John Wick special.
My wife has already told me what next week's show is going to be about.
Okay.
Comparables.
Gotcha.
She wants me to compare a $3,000 gun to a $1,000 gun.
Okay.
And what are the differences?
That's a good topic.
It's a good topic. So I'm going to dig into that a little bit. And, okay. And I did a little bit of that today, kind of, but not as in-depth as I will go next week.
I need you to do one more thing, too, because I know we didn't do it yet, but Suppressor of the Year. You had that one as well.
Suppressor of the Year. Yeah, Suppressor of the Year is oddly enough, a shotgun suppressor. And it's pretty cool. It's from Banish, and it's called the Banish 12. Now, what makes the Banish 12 special? This thing is completely 3D printed in titanium, and it's the newest titanium 3D printed thing on the market. It is designed for hunters. It's low and flat, so it's not like a big tube. It almost looks like two exclamation points put together, and the dots in the middle, and it's chambered, and it's designed to hunt, so you have a low, flat platform over top of your suppressor for a shotgun. So if you're an upland game hunter and your dogs are a little gun shy, this can bring the decibels down 21 decibels. Makes it considerably quieter. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't hurt your ears when you pull the trigger. Now, it's safer for the hunters and their canine companions. That's how they're pushing it.
There you go.
But what a cool shotgun suppressor. And I was not able to get a price on it. I was going to look into that for next week and actually go to Williams and check it out.
They got them there?
I don't know if they got them, but they can get them.
They'll have the info. Yeah.
Banish is pretty popular. And shotgun suppressors are not near as popular as handgun and rifle suppressors.
Sure.
But they are cool. Ever since No Country for Old Men, when the creepy dude.
Anton.
Javier Bardem.
He's the actor.
Yeah, he's the
Anton
actor.
Anton Chigurh.
Yeah, Anton Chigurh. Yeah, and you don't have to do this.
No. Yeah, I do. Good
you
movie.
Know,
yeah.
It was nasty. Yeah. Nasty. Nope. So I've never liked the thought of a shotgun suppressor after that scene. But anyways, it's just terrible. But anyways, Anton Chigurh. Yeah, that's the guy.
He's the one. Great movie.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks so much for listening. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. We're going to have to pre-record for next week because John's going to be out in the woods.
You probably will
be too, but you'll be able to listen to us. You can always save it for later and listen later, too.
Always listen to it on the app while you're hunting if you're bored.
There you go.
You might only see orange people.
Yeah.
You might be surrounded by orange people. You might as well play it loud so the other guys can hear it in the woods, too. You know, if you're out in state land. But you can listen to it at the GSS.com anytime you want to. Mary will have it on the site and ready to go.
Thanks for listening. The Gunsmiths. We'll be back again next week.
Good luck, everybody.